from beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats, how?
Do we go, minutes. Everyone ready? Everyone sitting comfortably? Okay, I'll begin. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this, the 54th episode of Thundercats, a podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Johnny Worthington from Brisbane, Australia.
I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And we are the Thundercats. Ho.
Ho.
Ho. You sure you know where you're from?
Oh, I hesitated. It's a tryptophan cloud of hesitation, I guess.
How you going, sir? How was your Thanksgiving? Your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. The food is good. Hanging out with some friends was good, but most of the time I've been working, and that kind of sucked. But what are you gonna do? All right.
I guess work.
I'm going to work, and I did.
I'll start off by saying Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, to you and all your family.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, and to all our listeners and everyone in the sound of my voice. Where's that from? That's from a movie. All of you here now, and all of you in the sound. Okay, no, forget it. I right off the top, I want you to tell me about you deep frying a turkey. What is this absolute force de jeu? I don't know. Some insert very, very good sounding, big, important word about you frying a turkey. Tell me process, taste, reason.
Well, it's not my first rodeo. I think it's like my fourth time frying a turkey, so I know how good they are. And we're getting together with some friends at church, and we wanted to, you know, it's like a potluck, and so we signed up to bring a turkey, and I said I would fry it, and so, okay, fine. And it turns out that it cooks fast, a lot faster than a regular turkey. Some turkeys will take like 6 hours. This takes...
I hope so.
This takes like...
Keeping it in hot fat.
Yeah, this only takes 1 hour. It depends on how heavy the bird is. And this one was about 20 pounds. And they say to cook it to 3 to 3.5 minutes per pound at about 350 degrees, the oil heat, you know. And that's about what it was, 350 degrees.
Sorry to jump in here, but so you deep fried a turkey for an hour?
Yeah.
Was it an hour straight?
Yeah. No, we took it out after 30 minutes, and we had a halftime show, and we had a little marching band, and kind of like massaged it a little bit, and then put it back in.
I'm just trying to get my head around the fact that you stuck a gigantic plucked bird in hot fat for an hour, and brought out something edible. God bless America. That's all I say.
Well, it makes it taste so much better. I mean. Regular turkey is pretty good, but usually you have to douse it with gravy to keep from choking from, you know, especially on the white meat, you know, to keep from choking because it's so dry. That a fried turkey is not like that, especially if you eat it, you know, pretty much right out of the, not right out of the, you know, still burning, but I mean, you know, eat it fresh after cooking it because it's so juicy. I mean, it's like hot juicy. It maintains its heat longer. It's juicy. It tastes good. It's peanut oil has a really high boiling point, or whatever you call it, where it doesn't burn as easily on high heat. And you're really giving a lot of high heat with propane and fire and all that.
So tell me the process. Tell me the process from obtaining said bird to the point where you actually put it on the table.
All right, here's the deal. I had to leave it like 3 p.m. to take it down to the church, right?
Yeah.
I started the fire at about 2:45. I mean, not 2:40. That's 15 minutes. At 1:45, and we heated up the oil for about 10-15 minutes, and we put the bird in 1 hour until go time.
Yep.
And
so did you just use a pair of tongs and like I watched the video? Did you just get a pair of tongs and go for an hour, or was there some type of machinery involved?
No, we played a game and we're. like we're shooting hoops, and we took turns holding the turkey and trying to get it into the pot from a distance by just throwing it. And the other person has to stand on the opposite side of the bucket with hot boiling peanut oil. And so if the guy makes it, that all the oil gets on you and you burn in and are disfigured for life. No. You don't want to put a wet bird into hot oil, otherwise it'll explode, and you know how that goes. So we
thaw your turkeys.
That's it was completely thawed. It was patted dry because it has blood in the different cavities and everything. Take out the giblets and all that other packages that, and the little thermometer that automatically get put into most turkeys. You don't want to be melting a little plastic thermometer thing. Yeah, it's a little. It pops out when it's done. Anyway.
Mind blown. Hello.
Yeah, it comes with a thermometer stuck in its side or in its boobs.
Out of town.
Yeah, so you take that out and patted it down nice and dry. Then I, you know, put a bunch of spice rub on it. And then
can I just interrupt for a second? Bruce in the chat room is asking, the bird will explode and you know how that goes. He doesn't understand. I don't think he knows about the whole thing with the turkey.
Oil and water? All you got to do is take a pan of boiling oil, like frying chicken or something, and then just pour a cup of cold water on it and watch your kitchen explode into flames.
Because what it is when the bird, which is frozen, touches the hot oil, all the water suddenly goes from frozen to water, and it sort of bubbles up. And oil doesn't burn, but tiny, tiny, tiny little bits of oil do. So what happens is the water is instantaneously vaporized and released into the atmosphere, and sort of like the steam sort of throws up the oil, and then the heat ignites the oil. So it's like a big fireball.
Yeah, it's bad. It's very, very dangerous. So in other words, oil and water, they never really did mix well. And it goes doubly true for whenever the oil is super hot. It'll just explode into steam instantaneously, and it'll get you. So don't do that. So anyway, you want to get the bird as dry as you can, and then we put the spice rub on it. Then we mounted it on this little wire hanger kind of a thing, right? It's like a mount. The hook goes all the way through the cavity. And the hook is standing up at the top, and you can hold the hook, and it holds the whole bird. And you could technically hold just that hook and submerge it into the thing, but that's not smart because your hand is exposed to bubbling oil shooting up out of the pot. So it comes with like this little hook thing that you can dangle it, and you get maybe a few inches higher than you know with that. But even that's kind of dangerous. So we took that hook and we put it on a broomstick, me and my friend and I. And we kind of lowered it like it was a pig on a spit kind of a thing.
So you made like an engine hoist.
Yeah, it was Egyptian sacrifice something. I don't know. It was cool. So we did that. And I actually thought I was filming it on Ustream when I did it. Mm-hmm. But I was only recording the audio. So you can listen to us putting the turkey into the oil. I have it recorded and saved. It's all just black screen. It's pretty funny. And then once I figured that out, I turned on the video and recorded the bird coming out, and you can see that. I also put it on YouTube and on FriendFeed. So anyway, that was fun. But you cook it. Well, let's see. All you have is a little dial on how much propane is shooting out at the flame at the opening, and so you dial that in. If you open it all the way up, it's going to go as hot as it can. And you have a thermometer that's going into the oil and stays there the whole time, so you can constantly monitor the temperature because you don't want it to get over 350 degrees, at least not for very long. So as soon as it's getting there and looks like it's going up and up, you've got to dial it down so that your temperature comes down. And it's not going to be instantaneous. It's going to take a while for the temperature to start coming down. Now, here's the other thing. Your temperature will keep going up even if you don't touch the dial, because your bird is getting hotter and hotter from, you know, going from the outside to the inside. And so as that happens, it takes less energy to keep it that hot. So it's going to get hotter unless you got to keep dialing it down. Anyway, you just keep it at 350 and you'll be fine. If you cook to 3, 3.5 minutes, I'd say 3.5 is probably a better rule of thumb, because I did it for 3 minutes this time and there were certain parts of it that were not quite cooked all the way, and you don't want that. So, and this bird was pretty big. It's 20 pounds. But the flavor and the juiciness is just outstanding.
So what I'm thinking is, this is very much the similarities between this and the Panama Canal is just incredible. Because you think of French cuisine, it's all about the cooking and the loving and the care and frying things and baking things and taking care and giving rest and preparing the bird and everything like that. And then there's the Americans who just, let's deep fry this sucker. Same way with the Panama Canal. They were using shovels and they were using wheelbarrows to build it, and it sent them broke twice. America comes along and says, we'll use dynamite. And they got the job done.
Boom. Well, you know, I think the next trend will probably be flamethrower turkeys. We just kind of like dangle them from a chain and shoot them with a flamethrower. Probably takes only 10 minutes or less. No?
So... I don't know that much about Thanksgiving, and this is sort of like the first year I've really had a chance to ask. Is it all about cooking the bird whole, or is it like a social faux pas to cook a bird in pieces?
I don't think it's a faux pas. I mean, there were some cooking shows on over the past week that actually showed people how to not worry about dealing with a whole bird and only buy just the turkey breast. Mm-hmm. But it's not like prepared. It's actually just removed from the actual carcass in the first place. It still has the skin on it. It's still intact. It looks like a turkey. It looks like a turkey. You just don't see anything else. Mm. And some people will cook that, and it's easier. It's faster. Some people don't like dark meat. You know, those people are crazy, but no, that's just me. And that's how that works. So I don't think it would be a faux pas. In fact, some people don't even have turkey at Thanksgiving. You know, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I think the main thing with Thanksgiving is that a lot of people get together with their friends and family that they don't see necessarily all the time. And that's why it's such a big travel day. Or not travel day, but the travel week in the nation.
So you have it's the fourth Thursday of November. Is that right? Thanksgiving?
I think that's how it goes. It's usually the last or so, yeah.
Well, Wikipedia said it was the fourth Thursday of November.
Well, so. Wikipedia obviously knows everything.
No, but yeah. Also, just as a quick side note, yesterday was also the anniversary of when Count Dracula defeated this guy and became ruler of this thing again, so sorry. So what about Friday? Do you have Friday off? Or is it sort of like a Thanksgiving weekend where you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Or is it sort of you have Thursday off and then you sort of go back to work Friday if you have to?
It depends on the job. I think year after year, it's getting to be where more and more people are having to work, because that's just how it is. And I don't know if it's greed or just necessity. Or whatever, but typically it used to be where you would have Thursday and Friday and the weekend off. Mm. So yes, it's typically like that. Most businesses all the retailers are super busy on Friday and Saturday and so forth, because you know Black Friday being today is the biggest retail day of the year. So, and nowadays Black Friday's gotten so big that I think they're calling in their employees to work on Thanksgiving itself, at least for the second half of the day, to prepare for it so that they're ready for like midnight door bashing sales or whatever, door busters. And so, today I used to like Black Friday and going out and shopping and watching people freak out and fight over parking spaces and all that. But today I actually didn't even go out of the house. I stayed indoors for two reasons. Three reasons. One, I had to work. Two, I don't have any money to go spend anything on or to spend on anything. And three, No, that's about it.
Okay.
Two reasons.
That's... Yeah, it's just... It's a whole, that whole sort of thing, because there's 4th of July, and that's the whole, like, fireworks and stuff, and this is very... This to us sounds very much like what Christmas is in Australia. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, as we get closer to Christmas, I guess I'll ask you more about Australian Christmas. But as far as Thanksgiving goes, Australians, do they even do anything, or do you even acknowledge it? It's like, oh, those dumb Americans are having Thanksgiving this weekend.
Well, we obviously know about it because the markets close and we know it because there's the shot of the president and the turkey and all this type of thing. And I suppose the closest we'd get to it would be Australia Day, which is the, God, I hope I'm getting this right, 26th of January? Where we usually just have like a barbecue where it's just like sausages and steak and some salad and that type of thing. But I guess what we do is, because it's summer here, like Christmas and Australia Day is during summer. It's hot. It was something like it is the 26th of January. It's so hot. We usually have like the most meat we have is maybe roast chicken, and then we have a lot of cold meats like cold ham, cold roast meats, lots of pasta salad and salads and stuff. So yeah, and then we just eat too much and watch the cricket and. Yeah.
That sounds funny. I'm picturing like an actual locust sitting on a branch, like waiting to jump, and you're just going to sit there and watch the cricket. Well, that's just funny.
It usually starts on Boxing Day, the Boxing Day Test, which is the big, it's like the cricket match. It's held in the Melbourne Cricket Ground, holds like 90,000 people. It is the premier sporting day because you get up, it's the day after Boxing Day. You throw away all the wrapping paper and you put new batteries in the toys and you sort of have a lazy breakfast of bacon and eggs or whatever's left over from yesterday. And then at 10:30, the first ball is bowled and you watch the first couple of overs, just hang out with the family. And then the Sydney to Hobart yacht race starts at 12. And so 12 o'clock, you switch over from Channel 9 to Channel 10 and you watch the yachts sail out of Sydney Harbour. And then you switch back to the cricket and you watch the first couple of overs over that. And then you go and spend the afternoon and you just have the cricket on in the background. And if there's a wicket, you go in and have a look. And so, yeah, it's very much just a...
Watch the cricket and if there's a wicket, you have a look.
Yes.
Okay.
So if someone takes a wicket, so...
Is that like a pee or... I got to go take a wicket. Excuse me, I'll be right back. Or is it like a touchdown?
It's like you get someone out. So like a strikeout or a catch.
Oh.
So if there's
it would not be a touchdown. That's not even close.
So, you know that cricket set I sent you?
Yes. Thank you.
So if the ball strikes the wicket, you're at, and if you... I could explain the whole game of cricket, but we don't have time.
What's the wicket? The bat?
The wickets are the three stumps.
Okay.
The three poles are called stumps, and the two things on the top are called bales.
Okay.
And so you put the three of them and the two bales on the top, and you have two at each end, and the bowler runs up and bowls the ball, and it bounces, and the batsman stands in front of the wickets and has to hit it. And they get if the ball strikes the wickets, you're out. Or if you sort of just jump in front of the wickets and use your legs to pad the ball away, you can be caught leg before wicket. Or if you hit the ball and it's caught on the full, you're out. So.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I'm an expert now.
So, there's a whole.
In the bucket.
The whole game of cricket is sort of like. Yeah. And have you ever heard of the ashes?
Yeah, after you start a fire. And wait for a while, you get some.
That's actually quite correct, because In the world of cricket, Australia and England have a very large rivalry. And every 2 years we play for a trophy called the Ashes. And what it was is way back in 18 or 19 whatever, the first cricket test happened between Australia and New Zealand, Australia and England, and it was, I usually have like a 5 or 6 test matches. So a game goes for 5 days or up to 5 days, and you have 6 of those over a summer or a winter, and the bales, someone took the bales from the wickets and burnt them and put them in this little urn, and that's what the Ashes is. And the World Series, the equivalent of winning the World Series, mm-hmm. is Australia or England winning the Ashes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I try and put it in context what you guys are there. So, yeah. That's what it would be.
Okay. And you mentioned how you keep track of American Thanksgiving and you see the president mm-hmm. and turkey and stuff. So this year, did Obama... here's what he did. He took the turkey from, he released the turkey from Gitmo and brought it to New York City for trial. Thank you. Thank you very much, Josh Haley, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see how it goes, but I think the turkey is going to unleash hell.
I have no where to go with that.
That's all right. It's not a political podcast anyway.
Like, I know what you're talking about, but there's just nothing I can say.
Bang your head.
Rock it out.
Good times. So, okay, we covered Thanksgiving. What about Black Friday? Is there anything like Black Friday in Australia, like a certain day of the year that's more retail than others?
Boxing Day sales.
So that's what you're saying, the Boxing Day.
Yeah.
All right, well, when's that?
The day after Christmas.
Oh, right. So there's that.
Yeah.
And it's,
do you guys have Boxing Day over there?
I think it's every other month, and they charge people money to watch it on their TVs, like pay-per-view events.
Okay.
And it's always like one dude versus another dude, and I don't know who they are, and it's usually a big deal, and it's over in like 5 minutes, and a lot of money is exchanged.
Okay. So you guys, the 26th of January, you guys don't have Boxing Day.
It's probably on the calendar somewhere. But
okay.
I sure don't stop to think about it when it happens.
Okay. What Boxing Day is, it's from Wikipedia, I'll read, is a bank holiday or a public holiday in the UK, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Hong Kong, and the countries in the Commonwealth nations. The name is derived from the English tradition of giving seasonal gifts in the form of a Christmas box to less wealthy people in the United Kingdom. This was later expanded to various work people such as labourers, servants, tradespeople, and postal workers. So it's sort of like a day off, or it used to give people it's like non-secular day off, and that's when the Boxing Day starts. And the day after Christmas is also a public holiday, and it's called Boxing Day.
So let me ask you. Okay, I can't wait to ask until Christmas to ask. You know, in Australia, Christmas time, it's friggin' hot, not cold.
Summer, yep.
So you're like in opposite land down there. Do you get pissed at all the stuff you probably see from America that's like all snow and Santa Claus is on a sleigh and everything's all cold and winter wonderland? Later on, we'll have a fire and we'll perspire.
Pissed as in what? Pissed as in sloshed, like getting ripped off my tits and having a spew, or pissed as in annoyed?
Annoyed. American pissed.
Not really.
Okay, so...
I mean
it doesn't make any sense, right? I mean...
It only snows in very limited parts of Australia, maybe one or two spots in New South Wales or Victoria, okay? So it's never, ever, 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 ever,
ever,
ever,
ever
snowed in Queensland or Brisbane. Never. No.
Ever.
The only time I've seen snow is when I've gone overseas. So for us, Christmas is about snow and it's the Santa and the sleigh and stuff like that. But we're not sitting here going, God, it sucks that it doesn't snow here.
Or what about like a white Christmas? Like, do they decorate things in the department stores, or do they sell trees that have white stuff flocked on it?
Yeah, and we've got the spray on white snow on the windows, and
so it is a part of Christmas for you guys, really, in a way, decoration wise.
Well, Christmas is very much about Santa and the snow and stuff, that whole picture thing.
Who's it about?
Like Santa and all that.
That's not what you said.
What did I say? What did I say?
You said Santa.
Santa.
I'm picking on you, man. Santa. Santa Claus is carming to tone. Santa.
So, yeah, Saint Nicholas. No, so Santa.
See, you get comfortable talking around me, and then I pounce on you. See, now you're all self-conscious, and everything you say is going to sound like pretend American.
Father Christmas.
Is that, are you cursing now? Father Christmas! Son of a... Father...
But here's the thing. When you guys are having... like hot cocoa by the fire and all this on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, I'm usually kicking back with a beer in the pool and sort of having going out in the park and having a picnic with Jordan and eating ice cream and ice blocks and
You said having a, and you paused. I was going to say spew. I'm sitting in the pool with a beer having a spew. Getting maggot and having a spew. On my 20th beer, maybe.
So yeah, we have a warm Christmas, but we're not adverse to acting like it's winter.
Well, when's it ever a bad day for a beer in Australia?
Actually, good question.
Thank you. Not being a beer drinker myself, I don't feel as qualified to ask, but I did thought I'd throw that out there.
I'm not a large drinker per se. It's just there's certain days where it's hot and you're sitting in the pool and yeah, you just grab a beer and you have one. We have one here. This the Queensland beer, so the best beer in the world is called 4X. And it's 4Xs.
They would call that Cuatro Equis around here. Apparently, 2Xs means Dos Equis in beer talk. Cuatro Equis es más que Dos Equis. Bueno.
You lost me.
Four is better than two.
Yes. So we have 4X bitter and 4X gold and... We have Bundaberg rum as well, so Bundy rum. That's nice. So.
What's Bundy?
There's a town about 3 or 4 hours north of me called Bundaberg.
Oh.
And they're famous for making rum, and they make a thing called Bundy rum, and it's the best rum ever. Like, nothing can touch it. So.
Like it would set you on fire if you drank it, or... Is it strong?
Yeah, it actually would.
It's pretty strong.
It can be strong, but it's very Queenslandish. It's very kickback. It's very like chilling out. Love a Bundy. It'll be good.
Right on,
so,
man.
Have we picked on my accent enough?
We've only just begun. Do 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 deep.
So, So what happens between now and Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving and Christmas for you guys?
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas? It's shopping. Parties, Christmas parties, office Christmas parties, another Christmas party, shopping, Christmas party, shopping. That's typically what most Americans are probably thinking of during that time of year. Yes.
Okay.
For me, I don't have to worry too much about an office party since I work for myself. But I don't know. There's probably going to be a couple other parties here and there, but I don't know. It's usually just sweets and ooey-gooey stuff and treats. And nice. Depending on who you hang out with, lots of drunk people that try to grab your ass. Not mine, of course. People don't try to grab my ass. But
I'm just letting you run.
Yeah. But that's what most of the women would complain about. It's like, oh, you know, I did... So-and-so tried to grab my ass at the Christmas party. It's usually what you hear on Monday morning, you know, at work or something. But I don't work in places like that anymore. Yay. Thanks, Monique. She says people put up their Christmas lights. And
that's true.
In fact, some people couldn't even wait till today. They had them up, like, earlier this week. And you got to watch out on the if you own a house and you have a homeowners association, like, contract. There's only, like, certain days of the year you can have up Christmas lights or holiday lights. Or they're going to, like, come down and fine you or something. It's pretty stupid and weird.
Is that like a covenant, like when you live in an estate?
Kind of. I mean, it depends on the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's a neighborhood thing, not a state thing.
Okay.
Supposedly
estate.
Helps.
Estate.
I said a state. Like, dude, it's not that big. Governor's come knocking on your door. You put your lights up too early, you damn bastard. No.
Those Christmas lights, you're not allowed to have them. Take them down.
Do it now. It's not a Duma.
Come with me if you want to blink.
It's a Christmas light. Bow down to Santa.
Jingle All the Way was the best movie ever.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
So, see, now I've forgotten how I say Santa.
It'll take a few hours to wear off. You'll be right as rain. Or right as Rhine.
Santa Claus.
Any chance to make Johnny feel self-conscious about his talking, I am there for you.
When I come to America, you'll have to be my translator. I'll be like, I'll talk to you, and I'll sort of lean over and whisper and go, da 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 da, and then you'll go, yes, well, but I'll walk in, and you'll start the message off going, hi, I'm Josh, I'm here to translate, he's Australian, and I'll speak, and everyone will understand what I'm saying, and then you just sit next to me and say the exact same thing, except with the American accent.
Well, unless you say, you know, I'm getting maggot and having a spew. I was like, will you please excuse my friend while he goes and vomits?
Yes. No. We wish to have a few drinks and have a good time.
Oh, it's not all the way to the vomiting stage? Getting maggot and having a spew?
Getting maggot and having a spew doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a spew. It means that you're absolutely so full of grog that you could spew at any second.
But spew means spew, right? I mean,
yes.
That's what that means. Okay. Close enough. Close enough. What are we podcasting about today?
deep frying turkeys and my accent.
We're spewing. Well, every now and then we get around to talking about friend feed, but, you know, sometimes we just like to shoot the poo, so to speak. And that's what we're doing. And since it is the holiday, we figured we'd talk about holiday stuff. And and that's what we've done. We are 34 minutes into the recording, even though we're an hour into trying to podcast. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But as far as picks of the week, we still have some picks of the week that we can share.
Indeed.
It's not the end of the world.
Well, can I go first?
Please.
Excellent. Well, my pick of the week is in the chat room now. It was a, it's Thanksgiving inspired. I saw this, I think it was yesterday, and it was after I'd seen all the shots of the turkey and everything like this, and it was sort of winding down, and then Joe posted this, and it flashed across my screen. And if you've ever seen a person lose their shit, it was me. I was on the floor crying. Because just after everything I've seen, just this little simple little cartoon set me off. I was done for the day. Stick a fork in me.
That is pretty funny.
So, yes. Good times. Sesame Street.
I've seen that before, I think, but it never gets old. Big Bird. Now, you will not find a fryer big enough to fry that one, I don't think.
You sure Mr. Hooper doesn't sell one?
Oh, maybe if you used Oscar's trash can.
Well, you think about it, Snuffleupagus, he's a big mother.
He is.
So either he eats a lot of food, which means he would have a large pot, or his business would be of such a large size that he would have some form of toilet big enough to fry Big Bird in. Wow. I could feel myself going down a road I shouldn't have gone down.
Wow.
And I'm just like, screw it. I'm just gonna run with
it. We didn't mention toilets until 36 minutes into the podcast. It's amazing.
Well, I don't know. You could fry it at Oscar's. I don't know. Bert and Ernie? They live together? I've still got my Ernie doll from when I was like 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I love Ernie.
Well, yeah. Cheaper. You gonna take your finger out of my butt anytime soon, Bert?
Okay. Wasn't I wasn't going there. See, I sort of led everyone to the cliff of innuendo. You just shoulder charged them right over the edge.
We don't do innuendo here, man. It's just straight up wrong.
Oh.
That was funny.
Well, now that you say it, what does Bert eat for Thanksgiving?
Oh,
he,
no.
He don't, pigeon. He loves pigeons. Stop it. Stop it, you bad, bad man.
I die. What?
Stop it. I can hear your brain working from here.
Nope. You wouldn't hit a guy playing ukulele, would you?
No.
Good. Oh, man.
So, let's...
Moving on.
Get the tap dancing lammies and put this one to bed. What's your pick of the week, sir?
No, we need to go hire Simpson. What's her name? Jessica Simpson's sister, Ashley?
Yeah.
We can hire Ashley Simpson.
Alicia or Ashley?
Ashley Simpson, yeah. So she can, you know, get caught lip-syncing and do that hoedown dance. The ultimate awkward run off the stage dance. Pulling in Ashley Simpson. Okay, my pick of the week is a search term, which I'll put in the chat room here. It actually, it's just a search term. Happy Thanksgiving with at least two comments and at least one like. Because if you just put Happy Thanksgiving, you're going to get a ton of Twitter trash. Yes, I said it. But but if you do this with the search, then it actually gets a little more conversations with meat on them. Or posts with meat on them, which then become conversations, I should say. So, just check it out. It's obviously an evolving, you know, pick of the week because it's going to change every few seconds. And I have actually no idea if there's anything crude. Hopefully there is on there right now. But, you know, everybody's saying Happy Thanksgiving. It's good times. A lot of people getting into it. And you'll notice, actually, if you scroll down a little bit, that David Cook, we need to congratulate him. He had his baby on Thanksgiving yesterday. His first baby. Well, her name is Caitlin Rose Cook. Well, no, he did. His wife had nothing to do with it. And aloha to them.
Apologies. Aloha.
Aloha. Welcome, Caitlin Rose Cook, to the world. So yeah, there was a friend feed birth. Good times. And there are a lot of people being thankful for a lot of different things. Some people were posting pictures of their turkey. Some people were posting pictures of new clothing items they got. Like, let's see, Penguin got a new soft, super soft hoodie. Congratulations. And let's see. Lindsay Donaghy made a potato casserole. And Tad was roasting the turkey. You can see that. Congrats. And you got the other Joshua of Friend Feed, Joshua Neff, who is quite beloved on Friend Feed now. And he put a picture of himself up there with his glasses saying, "Just relaxing at home today. I'll be having Thanksgiving dinner with my family later this evening. That will almost certainly not be relaxing." So, again, the family thing about Thanksgiving is a huge part of it. It's not only about relaxing or food necessarily. Sometimes, depending on your family or extended family that you're going to be hanging out with, it could be quite stressful. And that's why they make movies about them, romantic comedies.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you say that in terms of families getting together to spend time together, is it more is Thanksgiving higher? Like, is there more emphasis put on Thanksgiving than, say, Christmas Day?
In certain aspects, I'd say yes, because Thanksgiving, a lot more people will travel to see their families on Thanksgiving than, let's say, on Christmas, I think. I don't know if I have numbers to back that up or anything, but because people obviously do travel for Christmas to see their family as well. But I think the numbers will probably show that Thanksgiving is a bigger deal. You got the whole week. It's always on a weekend. It's always the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You always got the Cowboys playing on Thursday. You know, it's just, you know, football and turkey. It's just, it's a little more predictable. But with Christmas, it's a different day of the week. You don't know exactly which days off you're necessarily going to get from work. And it's not quite as solid, I guess, of a you know, predictability thing. That's what I think. And it's colder, so it's harder to travel for some people.
So Thanksgiving's very much for the big families, and Christmas is very much for the core families. Would that be right?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you have a Christmas at home rather than go somewhere for Christmas is more common than saying, "I'm going to do Thanksgiving at home" versus "I'm going to go with my parents for Thanksgiving." Yeah. I'm going to go somewhere.
So Christmas is very much being tight family units. Yeah, where Thanksgiving, you're more likely to have the massive gathering with all the relatives and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just my feeling. Again, I have no numbers to back that up, and therefore I'd make a good politician. Oh.
You'll be quite proud of me. Yesterday, I was walking through the shops when just after the Cowboys game started, and I'm walking past one of the shops, and they had Foxtel, which is our like pay television service. And they had the Cowboys game on. And I walked past and I've gone, "Huh, hang on." So I've actually walked back and went and stood in the shops and watched it for about 5 minutes. And the guy came up and said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just watching the game." He's like, "Okay." So yeah, I just stood there and just watched it. And I was like, "Yeah."
He's like, "What are you doing watching American football?"
So and can I help you? Can I help you sell a TV? Would you like to buy a TV? "No, I'd just like to watch this
one." "No, I'm just going to watch." Yeah. Flipping through some, like a Playboy magazine at the grocery store. "Are you going to buy that, sir?" "No, I'm just checking out some boobs." Of course, nowadays, everything's all plastic wrapped. So I hear.
Including the boobies. Broom.
Broom. What was I going to say?
Moment of win.
Some leaking. Yep. Time for a moment of win. Do we have any candidates for this? And we can't really lollygag because I'm not editing any of this out.
Yes.
All of this is just straight up.
There will be no gagging on the lollies.
No. No lollygagging or gagging on lollies. You want to just do that?
Sorry?
You want to just do that?
Or Bruce Lewis has The Bird Will Explode, and you know how that goes. No gagging on the lollies. Okay, we got one vote for one and one vote for the other.
Gagging. I don't like gagging on lollies.
Okay. So how are you going to say it? No gagging on the lollies.
We can't lolly. What's the reverse of that?
No lollygagging.
We can't lolly. There shall be no lollygagging. Zaps. Ah.
Or just no lollygagging.
No gagging on the lollies. We're pressed for time. No gagging on the lollies.
I'm trying to write it out here. No lollygagging or gagging on the lollies.
Yes, I like that. So what would you guys call lollies? So lollies for you would be sort of, is that like lollipops?
Hey, Rasheen, yeah, you just made it in time. Lollipops?
Yep.
They start with lolly, so that's about it.
We say lollies for like sweets, like M&M's, like the soft gummy bears. We, in Australia, they call them lollies.
Oh, that's right. We went over this.
Mm. Mm.
That's right. No, that's not how it is here.
Okay.
So everybody get your moment of win ready.
Whoa, okay. Public service warning. Gagging. Google's image search. Safe search off. Not safe for work.
Oh, yeah, don't do that, by the way. Please don't.
Okay. Clear. Okay, not even. Okay. That's not cool. That's not even possible.
I don't even want to go there.
Don't go there, dude. Don't go there.
Yeah. I heard a flush.
Whoa, okay.
Are you flushing?
No.
That'd be funny if you were, man. I wouldn't judge if you had to podcast from the bathroom. I'm not gonna judge.
No, I'm just,
You getting ready?
I am just, that was an interest. Oh, there we go.
Let's see here.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom,
I am.
Boom, 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 boom. Gold leader standing by.
Guy who can't type properly and doing this and doing that and doing that and doing that.
So if you're just joining us, okay, we're going to have a moment to win. It's going to be no lollygagging or gagging on the lollies. I have pasted it into the chat room, and if you would like to participate, we encourage you to do so. And should I even mention my Moo cards anymore? Get your Moo cards. Click on the link on our website, thundercast.com. That would be awesome. Yeah. They're not just business cards or mini cards. You can get your Christmas cards from them, too. And I posted a link on that, too. Yeah, click through our link, and then it'll actually help us. If you just go straight to Moo cards, it won't help us. But if you click through our link to get the Moo cards, it'll help us. You know how that works. Okay. So, moment of win. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. Black Friday post in 3, 2, 1, post. And here goes the moment of win. Bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it. Wow, people with lollipops. Rasheen posted Dr. House. Bruce Lewis posted a little girl with a lollipop.
Monique claps.
Outsanity posted a ball gag. All right. And Laura B's got the chocolate turkey going right on. Yeah, she looks pretty good. Okay, Monique. That's a motorboat lollygag right there. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for participating. I've had fun. I know you did too. And we are... Oh, there's another one. Rob Haas. Hope I'm saying that right. Is anime choking a girl. Awesome. And Johnny, oh, there you go. You got your urinal of a... Oh, what the hell? You're supposed to... Is that like Mao Tse Tung or something? Zedong? I said it wrong. Mao Zedong? You peeing into his mouth?
I don't think so.
Oh, someone with a... He's got a dot in the middle of his head.
Yeah.
That's just wrong, dude. You could lose a child in there.
Have you heard about the ones in... I've actually seen them, the ones in Germany where they had soccer goals. And they had a little soccer ball that dangled from a chain.
That's what she said.
You had to score a goal.
That's what she said. Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, hang on.
Great. Another phone call interrupting our awesome podcast. Now we'll never get sponsored. CBS is hanging up the phone now. Or maybe that's them calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you still hear me?
Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Are you talking to the phone man?
No, I'm talking to you. It's all good. They left.
Who was they?
Whoever didn't stay on the phone long enough for me to answer them.
Oh, so you're slow picking up the phone. Yeah. Is what you're saying. Okay.
Indeed.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sing a song?
I don't know what to sing. I got nothing. How's the tiptoe through the tulips?
Tiptoe through the tulips. That's what she said.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Now the brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks in with the pretty, pretty face and well being in your face, that sprung. Want to pull up?
And stuff and stuff and lots of nasty stuff and stuff.
I wonder if you actually ring 1-900-MIX-A-LOT, who picks up the phone? Is it actually Sir Mix-a-Lot on the other one going, hello, I'm still alive?
Or 867-5309 in your area code? Is it Jenny?
The story there was an old woman who's that phone number. That was actually her phone number. And she had to cancel her phone because people just kept ringing her at all hours of the night.
Well, I bet every area code doesn't want to have that number unless they're like a sorority and like to, I don't know, get prank calls all the time. But other than that, So here's to hoping that next week has less technical fail, but I really can't guarantee that. And I'm not going to go buy equipment just so that it's not.
So there. I said it.
Don't forget it.
Word. Well, Shall we
end?
Depart? Yes. I have a Christmas party to go to.
Okay. Let's end. And by end, I mean boobs.
No. Before everyone goes, no. Joe just posted something.
What?
Here you go. I've just posted.
Oh, this is data? Yeah. That's awesome. This is data! That is pretty funny. And with that, I guess we're done. Happy Black Friday, sir. And
indeed.
Saturday Australian time, that is.
Yes. There was a post I saw on Twitter the other day. It says, "To all my American friends, have a happy Thanksgiving. To all my non-American friends, enjoy your Thursday."
Oh, hey, Chris Heath just posted his moment of win.
Nice.
Use extreme caution when opening images. Whatever you try, it is not possible to unsee something. And he has a guy stabbing his eyes out. Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get for searching for gag on Google Image Search. Oh, geez. Thanks, Chris. Good times. Thanks for coming, everybody. You know you love us, too. Because I was going to say we love you. And and Mr. Hankey loves you, and he loves us, and so vicariously he... Well, how does that go? He loves us, we love you, and so vicariously he loves you. He's Hankey, the Christmas poo. All right.
Okay, mate.
See you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Ding, ding, ding.